The Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
Well, good morning and welcome to the Dave Mahoney Morning Show. Got some good news and some bad news to fire things up today. What'd you like first there, Mahoney?
Dave, fire it up with some bad news.
Some bad news.
Turn it over.
Gordon Ormond, 56 years old, flashed his pearly whites, which were oh so pearly white. I mean, when you think about a guy that's getting pulled over in Florida, 56 years old, getting his fifth DUI, jeez, you wouldn't think, boy, he's got nice teeth. Boy, does he have nice teeth.
Are they like Walton Goggins level white?
Not quite that extreme, but I mean, they're close. The reason why the photo is going viral is because he looks rather filthy, and so his teeth look even whiter. Cops pulled him over for allegedly running a red light in his white van. A deputy from the Pasco County Sheriff's Office tried to pull him over, but he did not stop. Ignoring the police sirens and emergency lights, he continued to drive between 15 and 35 miles an hour, at one point hitting a basketball hoop. He was eventually thwarted when authorities just slowly walked out and put out some stop sticks, which he promptly ran over.
Okay.
He claimed his license was suspended, but when they checked the system, noticed his license had actually been revoked since July of 1991.
Wow.
And he had four previous DUI convictions to his name. Arrested for DUI, failing to submit a breath test, and fleeing the scene of a crash.
If you have five DUIs,
and this is his 12th arrest for driving with a suspended or revoked license,
and you are continually driving when you don't have a license and you're putting other people in danger, this guy needs to be in prison. Without doubt.
Like 12 times behind the wheel without a license. Fifth DUI. Yeah, this guy's a menace.
If you've got five DUIs, how many times has he been driving drunk?
Time to take those beautiful teeth to jail, my friend.
Mm-hmm. They'll like him in there.
It's a pretty mouth you got, boy.
That's right.
Gross.
So a woman found $3,000 lying on the ground at an Indiana gas station.
Sweet.
Yeah. What would you do if you found $3,000?
Pocket it instantly.
I mean, what time was it? At night, you said?
Yeah.
Nobody's around?
Nobody's around. And they don't have video cameras in Fort Wayne, Indiana. Fact.
I think they have. They may have one or two in Fort Wayne.
No.
I don't know. I would assess the situation, and if it seemed like, you know, if it was in somebody's purse, I'd be like, okay, no. If it's in a wallet, no, I'm returning it. But if it's in like a brown paper bag, that's
or
going.
It's just like,
it's just like laying on the ground.
Yeah, just like in a band, you're like, well. I'm going to take this home and look for the owner, wink. She collected it and phoned the police, who found the owner, adding the person was, quote, happy to have the money back. Is she crazy, the police said? No. She just showed an enormous amount of honesty, and I have no doubt she'll be paid back in some way.
Just not by us.
Yeah.
Yeah, $3,000. I mean, I would probably turn that back in, because that's not life-changing money.
But
if it was like $300,000...
No, if it's $300,000, it's definitely a drug lord, right?
Yeah, I can go.
I'm staying out of that.
Disappear down to Costa Rica?
That's where the drug lords are.
So I'll change my name again.
They're like, there's this huge white guy that's wearing two Tommy Bahama shirts at a time that just showed up on our island. What happened to that $300,000 from Fort Wayne?
Don't you ask. Don't you ask.
You're listening to the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
We'd kidnap him and ask for ransom, but this seems like a lot of work.
We don't want to throw out our backs.
Bring in a bobcat to carry you away. Hey!
We don't get workman's comp around here.
Got a comment, complaint, or opinion for the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show? Leave the good stuff on our voicemail at 702-889-7352. Again, 702-889-7352.
Leave a message after the tone.
So I have a question. I bite my fingernails, and my wife hates it, and she thinks it's a gross habit, and, you know, maybe she's right. You know, I've been doing it my whole life, and is it even bad for you? And I want to know, should I stop for her, or should I keep living my best life?
Message deleted.
Keep living your best life, buddy.
That's not living your best life. That is gross. Like, having
it's a super gross habit.
Having raggedy ass, like, jagged fingernails. I get why your wife doesn't like it.
I mean, some people are excellent fingernail.
No, they're not.
Though. Oh yeah, just smooth that thing right out. Oh yeah.
I am one of them. I actually, well, I'm currently in remission. But no, stop it because it's really gross.
Do you, have a little chip for like how many days it's been since you bit your nails?
Yeah, actually, yeah. I'm working on 1 week clean.
Think about how much DNA and how many germs are under your fingernails.
Yeah, that's the thing. Like if you look at your fingernails after a hard day's work, like there's just like black and like it's
it's gross.
All sorts of gunk in there. And then if you're just gnawing those things off,
you're
and also
sick.
Like, what do you do with the little shards? Like after you're certainly not swallowing them, right?
Some people just put them on the ground, trash can.
Yeah.
Put it in the trash can because there's nothing worse than walking by. You can see people's fingernails. Like, that's so disgusting.
It's nasty as hell. It's a gross habit. You're gross. Your wife should probably leave you, and you should be You should be sad for the rest of your life.
Okay.
Unless you stop biting your fingernails.
They make gross stuff to put on your fingernails so you stop biting them.
Really?
Yep. Huh. From one nail biter to another.
Still not as gross as Ian eating his boogers, though.
At least it's healthier, though.
No, it's not.
That does have some immunity.
Yeah, it's definitely healthier. Yeah. I do bite my nails, though, unfortunately.
No, it doesn't. That's like saying taking a small sip of poison every day is helping to build up your immunity to it.
Have you never seen The Princess Bride,
of
my friend?
Of course I have.
Come on.
Then you know. Ipecac. Cat powder. You know what's going on with that.
Well said.
Please leave
that's what it's called. It's called. I think it's called. That's what it's called.
Hey, trick or treat. Those are eyeballs.
That's what it was.
You said trick or treat. Which is it?
Message deleted.
You guys looking forward to Halloween?
Yeah. I like Halloween.
I have no idea what that guy was talking about.
I don't either.
Trick or treat?
Yeah.
I don't want a treat. I want a trick for this treat.
You want a treat.
I want a treat. Don't turn on your light unless you got treats.
I hope I get trick-or-treaters this year. Last year was so disappointing. I had not one trick-or-treater.
Oh, did you go out and get candy and everything?
Yes.
Oh, my God, that's
so
sad.
Oh, I'm getting teary-eyed just thinking about the disappointment.
Were you dressed up in a little costume waiting for the trick-or-treat?
No, I didn't.
Oh, okay. Because that's even sadder if you're just a sad witch holding a bowl of candy.
That'd be awful. This year, I feel like I got to just, like, park in the driveway. I don't feel like...
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Did you have your lights on?
Yeah.
Was there trick-or-treaters in the neighborhood that you saw and they were just skipping your house?
As I'm looking by the window. No. I feel like that just...
Fogging up the glass.
Because we grinch, right? I wonder if just like the people before me were just like creepy or like weirdos or...
Oh, because it's definitely not you.
It's absolutely not me.
Definitely not. No way.
Dang, what if it's me?
Do you ever remember... making that judgment call as a kid, like, well, their porch lights off.
Their house
but
doesn't
their house
look
lights
like
are
they've
on.
Got good candy.
Yeah, you're like, I don't try it.
Do I look like the house? Does my house look like the one that's going to give you a toothbrush?
Yeah.
Maybe.
Pennies.
Dang.
Pennies.
An apple? What are you doing giving
the
me an
apple?
Apple?
I love that somebody started an urban legend about people putting razor blades in apples to ruin the mission of the people that were trying to make it healthy for kids on Halloween by handing out
razor-bladed apples.
Yeah. It's got to be Big Candy that started that, right?
Big
it's
Candy.
Gotta be.
It has to be.
The Big Candy Mafia.
Please leave a message after the tone.
So I got a question for you guys. Anytime you guys get into a kind of heated discussion, not that you're really fighting, but kind of heated, and one of you guys says something like a quip, does like Dave and Mahoney flip each other off like constantly or...
Message deleted.
Do we flip each other off?
Behind the microphones?
That reminds me of that one video that floats around whenever there's an argument of those two guys in the street that are just like, keep flipping each other off back and forth. I don't think that I've ever flipped you off.
No,
have I, Mahoney?
Not that I could ever recall in the last 10 or 15 years. That does not ring a bell.
What Mahoney did moon me one time.
Well, yeah. I mean,
you showed him your butt cheeks.
You asked to
I'm
see
so
it,
sorry.
And I obliged. You're welcome. Who knew I was so good at winking?
Catch the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show weekdays 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
Oh my God!
Yeah, when we argue, we don't care.
No. We don't.
We're dead inside. We don't have any ethos.
We sit here and argue, and then turn off the mics. We're like, you going to get lunch later or what?
Yeah.
Top stories. Here's what's making news.
So I'm sure that you heard about that story a few weeks ago. College Game Day was in Iowa for the Iowa versus Iowa State matchup, big rivalry, and there was a kid who was in the background while ESPN was there holding up a sign that said, I need my Busch Light money replenished with his Venmo account, and people started donating. All of a sudden, he had like $5,000, and then it became more significant than that because Venmo and Busch Light were like, hey, that's a pretty cool story.
Right.
After he revealed, I'm not going to keep the money for myself. I'm going to donate it all to the Children's Hospital.
So cool.
And it grew to the point where he had this GoFundMe set up, or this Venmo set up, and with the matching, it had raised $1 million.
Unreal.
$1 million. Is it still growing at this point, too?
So, yeah, it's going through the end of September, so a few more days. Well, the Des Moines Register, known for their hard-hitting reporting, it's a big newspaper in the middle of Iowa.
It's so annoying.
They dug into this kid's past, and they found some offensive tweets back when he was a sophomore in high school. And so now there's obviously big companies involved, like Anheuser-Busch, that said that they were severing ties with this kid, but promised to honor its pledge. So the idea was that they had dubbed him kind of like a local hero, and they were going to give him a year's supply of Busch Light and put his face on the can and all this stuff. And you're like, oh, that's kind of cool. You know, like, it's all good-natured fun.
It's a feel-good story.
And it's a feel-good story until the Des Moines Register dug into this. And again, they found jokes that he had made when he was a 16-year-old in high school. And I saw the jokes. They're inappropriate. Like, they're kind of racially charged, and they're inappropriate. He was a 16-year-old kid back in 2012, and these are two jokes that he made on social media that weren't overtly racist, but certainly could be interpreted that way. They were inappropriate. But it was when he was a 16-year-old high school student. Yeah.
Who is now raising money for children. Like,
why do a deep dive on this guy? Like, that's the thing.
Because you have no other stories?
It could be a convicted double murderer out there raising money for a children's hospital, and I would be okay with it.
I mean,
I don't care if somebody
I think that's one extreme to the other. You
that's
know?
The point is that I'm trying to be extreme with
it. I hear you.
It's the idea that this person is doing something that doesn't benefit them. He didn't ask for his name to be put on a Busch Light can. He didn't ask to be dubbed a local hero.
He was just being funny in a game that turned into something.
And then he did something that was enormously generous. He could have kept $5,000, which to a college kid or anyone is a ton of money.
Yeah.
Instead, he decided to spin it into something good.
It was even before it hit $5,000. It was around $300. He decided that he was going to donate the rest of the money to
change.
I think here's the thing that rubs me. If he was not sorry, if he did not, if this was a continued pattern of risque conversation and bad jokes and, you know, inappropriate racial humor, that's one thing. But the guy was sorry. It was many years ago. Should his life be ruined? Which now, when you search for his name and whatever may come of it, this is going to be attached for him. It's going to follow him around for the rest of his life. So you just ruined this kid's life for what?
Cancel culture.
Why?
And you move on.
You're not even going to think about him tomorrow. That's the thing. That's the thing about
you just ruined his life. Yeah. And for what?
For what? Because
The person that did the deep dive on him from the Des Moines Register, guess what? They also had some offensive tweets from back in the day. So now everyone's life is ruined. Congratulations.
Yeah.
Just stop. This kid said some really dumb things when he was a sophomore in high school. Uh-huh. And the fact of the matter is, everyone said some really dumb things when they were a sophomore in high school.
Sure.
Only in this generation, everything is documented, unfortunately. And now you're going back. If this kid had done something bad, and then you wanted to go unearth all of the other really bad stuff that he'd done, I'm actually okay with that.
Or you're running for political office or something, but you're just raising money for kids in a hospital.
And now, honestly, if you think about it, it's probably going to end how much money he's going to raise now.
Yep. Yeah.
Certainly. It certainly is. You've drugged this kid's name through the mud. He's now, like I said, he's going to be hard to hire because... And my biggest thing when I judge something like this, you know, because it comes down to the malice. Was there malice behind actions behind those jokes.
The stuff he said was really stupid. It was really stupid.
But is there malice behind it?
I think that you could say that it was some pretty awful things that he said on social media.
Okay.
Yeah. And the thing that drives me crazy is that all of these companies, like Anheuser-Busch InBev, they just cave to the pressure immediately. They go, we're severing ties. Yes, we'll still honor the pledge, but we're out otherwise. Because they're worried about the angry Twitter mob coming after them. Like, just sack up.
Well,
Shut up.
The angry Twitter mob, they can come after you, but the way that I judge this also is, were they a fan beforehand? Were they somebody who was supporting something? Like, whenever we get angry tweets from people who don't listen to the show, I go, I don't care what you think. You don't listen. You're not a supporter. You have never done anything to further this show. I don't feel bad for losing you because I never had you.
Because you never existed.
Exactly. You're just your ones and zeros on the internet.
I'm not coming to the party. You weren't invited. Like, who cares?
But the best term that I've heard for a lot of things like this is called recreational outrage.
Yeah.
Where you know what?
Just decide that you're mad about
something. You decide. You're not really mad, but you decide that you are.
Yeah. And then it becomes a little game.
Yep.
How much can you ruin their life because you're angry?
Because I'm an anonymous person on the internet. Everybody's real tough when they're behind
warrior.
A keyboard.
Yep.
Say it to somebody's face. You won't because you're a bitch.
Exhausting.
So you talk to Alexa when you're in your house, probably, or something similar. You probably have a smart speaker. Well, now you can take Alexa with you wherever you go with the new $130 Amazon earbuds.
I mean, that seems reasonably priced.
I mean, it's not bad. I mean,
it's way cheaper than the Apple earbuds.
The AirPods are $160, but...
Oh, I thought they were $200.
They've come down a little bit, yeah.
Okay.
But the users can actually use your voice to control the earpods, or the earbuds in this case. And you can, you know, tell it to play whatever it is that you want to play, or, you know, call mom or whatever. So it's got the voice activation. The problem, you know, they also just came out with Amazon Alexa eyeglass frames.
Okay.
So they
excessive.
They do the same thing, but you know, if like you work with your hands or whatever a lot and you want to remind me to do this later, add this to my calendar, call this person, you get notifications, you know, text message, phone call, whatever it may be, and it's all plugged into your head essentially. It's just the problem that I have with all of this is that Amazon has had a lot of privacy concerns recently.
Yeah.
And so the idea that they're making it more convenient to bug you, because that's what Amazon Alexa have done in your house. And it's one thing if there's something in your kitchen. It's another thing if you're wearing it around at all times.
So you're surveilling the world.
Even the advertisement for the eyeglasses, like, and you can turn the microphone off at any time
to stop
it from listening to you. You're like, can you though?
Really? Yeah, I mean, you're the biggest user of Amazon's, you know, Alexa and Echo and all that sort of stuff.
Got a bunch of them.
Is this something that you would ever consider buying? The glasses, my guess is probably not, but the earbuds, is that something?
The glasses no, and the earbuds no. I mean, like, the thing is that I've got, like, the AirPods or whatever.
Yeah.
And I just don't need that additional level of convenience. I'm literally holding my phone. And if I want to change songs or change a station or whatever it is, or text somebody or call somebody. I've also found that a lot of this technology is still pretty buggy.
Yeah.
It doesn't work how you need it to work just yet.
I was just going to say, like, realistically, you're going to be sitting there going, hey, Alexa, boop, boop. Then I'll turn off.
Alexa.
Hey, Alexa. Like,
Alexa.
It's not going to work properly.
Yeah. And how obnoxious is it if you're the douche sitting there with your Alexa earbuds in at the gym, screaming at Alexa while you're on the elliptical? Like, there's nothing sexy about that. You don't need to be that convenient. You're not that busy. No one is that busy.
Oh, I am. I don't have time to look down at my phone and
or go to the gym.
Or go to the gym. Hey, Alexa, go to the gym for me.
It's David Mahoney.
So Nicolas Cage is back in the news. And Ian, I know that you're pretty fired up about this, because all of a sudden we went from kind of a drought of Nicolas Cage information to just a plethora of new stuff, because he's got some new movies on the way and everything.
Yeah, he went into hiding after that really, really short marriage.
Yeah.
But now he is back. So Cage or Stage is back as well.
Nick Cage alert. Nick Cage alert. Nick Cage alert.
It's Cage.
I just acquired 2 King Cobras.
Or Stage.
Scotty is joining us on the Dave Mahoney Morning Show for a round of Cage or Stage, and it's a pretty simple game. Scotty, what is your favorite movie, my friend?
Probably Con Air.
Ooh.
Define irony. Bunch of idiots dancing on a plane to a song made famous by a band that died in a plane crash.
I mean, what a great...
I said...
So good.
Put the bunny back in the box.
There's nothing not to love about that movie. So you're a big Nicolas Cage fan, and that will, I'm sure, help you today. You've got to figure out whether or not these facts are real-life Nicolas Cage facts, like actual moments from his life, or if they're plot lines from one of his movies. Have you seen a lot of Nicolas Cage movies?
Yeah, I've probably seen more than half of his work. So
impressive. Okay. He has a lot of work out there.
A lot of work out there.
A lot of work.
I've got a total of five facts about Nicolas Cage. Again, they're either Cage or Stage. Here we go with number one. During a brief period of sobriety, he went on a quest to find the Holy Grail in Glastonbury. Is that Cage or Stage?
Oh, my gosh. I'm going to say Cage.
Yes.
Very nice.
That actually happened in his real life.
Yes.
He actually Holy Grail.
Sought out the Holy Grail.
Glastonbury, of all places.
Yeah. I don't think that's where the Holy Grail is.
There's a river there that they...
he's amazing and he knows exactly where it is.
He found a river where the chalice supposedly was at one point.
Okay. I see. Yes. He once went to a karaoke bar, not to sing, but to participate in a primal scream therapy session. He elected to scream Prince's Purple Rain. Is that Cage or Stage?
Oh, gosh. Cage?
Yes.
No.
Oh, my God.
I think you better close in. And let me guide you. Would you the Purple Rain? Purple Rain? Purple Rain?
Oh, God.
So good.
So damn good.
Nicolas Cage is so amazing.
I mean,
yes.
He claims he wasn't drinking during that.
I mean, what can he
claims
not
he
do?
Wasn't. I know. Just,
I mean, just triple threat. I mean, handsome, good looking, debonair.
I thought you were going to keep double.
Handsome, good looking,
sexy, rugged.
Erotic, attractive.
Erotic. All right, you can actually win it right here if you get this one correct. Nicolas Cage once helped save a missing girl in Ohio. Is that Cage or Stage?
Oh, my gosh. Oh. I'm gonna stick with Cage just because I don't remember that movie plot line from anywhere. I'm gonna go with Cage.
Yes.
What?
Yes, back in 2015.
Yeah.
What did he do?
So he snapped this photo without hesitation.
And he was wearing sunglasses. I'll never forget this. And through the sunglasses, I can see him soften up. And he looked directly at me and he said, "I am so sorry."
So back in 2015, a girl had went missing in Ohio, and Nicolas was filming a film out there and saw a gentleman holding a missing person sign. So he took a photo with that man. It was published on TMZ, and weeks later, they actually found the girl with the help of the publicity through Nicolas Cage.
What can't he do?
What a saint.
Not all superheroes wear capes.
KXT EFM HD1 Pahrump, Las Vegas. A radio.com station. Broadcasting live from the Findlay Chevrolet Studios. Home of the woo! Inside the entertainment capital of the world. This is the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
I'm pretty sure Nicolas Cage wears a cape at some point because he does love Superman.
Actually, wasn't that one of our facts about Nicolas Cage that he bought himself a cape?
He does have
a cape.
He
does have a cape.
Yes, he does, of course.
Not all superheroes always wear capes is what I meant to say.
Casually.
I bet when he wears the cape, he only wears
the cape.
Congratulations, Scotty. Your Nicolas Cage knowledge, which is vast, has earned you some tickets to go see Flogging Molly and Social D this Saturday night, downtown Las Vegas Event Center. Well done, man.
Sweet. Thank you so much.
Glitz, glamour, fame, scandal, weight loss tea? It's Pop Trash.
Tom Hanks gets a Lifetime Achievement Award at the Golden Globes, and is there anyone more deserving? I mean, he's playing Mr. Rogers,
so
who's one of the most beloved characters of all time, but let's not kid ourselves. Tom Hanks is one of the most beloved characters of all time, right? Like, he is just...
Woody from Toy Story? Like,
I just would love to hang out with Tom Hanks. Like, yes. Him and Bill Murray are, like, the ultimate dudes who you feel like you could just be buds with.
No, yes. Crazy scandals surrounding his career.
Never.
No, he's been married to his wife for a bazillion years. The only bad thing about Tom Hanks is Colin Hanks' acting ability.
Colin Hanks sucks. Sorry, Tom. Your son is terrible. At acting, I'm sure he's a lovely person.
He tries.
He does try. He ruined Dexter.
He really ruined Dexter. Did you ever watch Dexter?
I didn't realize he was in it. I only got up to like season like two and a half
Stop
or something.
At season three. With the Trinity Killer.
You can't go from John Lithgow to Colin Hanks.
Yeah.
And that's what they did, and it ruined Dexter.
Oh, no.
Yeah, it was bad.
Spoiler, I didn't ever know that he disappeared.
Who?
The lead character?
No.
Oh,
it's still Dexter, but like there's the bad guy that Dexter is fighting against. Because John Lithgow, do you know who that is? The guy from Third Rock from the Sun.
The bad guy in Footloose.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
But he's a fantastic villain. And then Colin Hanks is just sort of like this not very menacing villain who can't come.
He seems like you could poke him and he'll fall over.
I'm looking at Tom Hanks's... the movies that he's been in, and there's really not a horrible movie. There's some movies that are like that were meh, but overall, like going back to like the early 80s, you got The Money Pit, which Dragnet, Big, The Burbs, Turner and Hooch, Joe vs. the Volcano,
yes.
Radio Flyer, A League of Their Own, Sleepless in Seattle, Philadelphia, Forrest Gump, Apollo 13, Toy Story, That Thing You Do, Saving Private Ryan, You've Got Mail, Toy Story 2, The Green Mile, Castaway,
Band of Brothers. Hold on, before you leave Castaway.
Wilson! I'm sorry, Wilson!
Road to Perdition.
I'm sorry!
That was Mahoney doing a scene from Castaway.
Was that me?
Yeah,
was that you?
We used to do this thing called Invisalign Theater when Mahoney had Invisalign because he couldn't talk very well, and he had to act out scenes from popular movies. One more time.
Wilson! I'm sorry, Wilson!
I'm so sorry.
You should have gotten an award for that, man.
Pretty solid Tom Hanks, but I mean the fact that he's been in all these movies, and the worst one are probably The Lady Killers,
yep,
and Road to Perdition, which are still pretty good movies in their own right. I mean, one of the best actors chooses his roles wisely and plays them immaculately.
So he's getting the Cecil B. DeMille Award, which has gone to Jeff Bridges recently, Denzel Washington, George Clooney, Meryl Streep,
Oprah. How does Jeff Bridges get it before Tom Hanks?
Well, and Oprah.
I love Jeff Bridges.
Oprah, too. I mean, I love Oprah, and she's obviously accomplished a ton. But as far as, like, when you put her in the same category as, like, Meryl Streep and Denzel Washington.
Yeah.
Like, same thing. Jeff Bridges doesn't
Oprah's
belong
been in,
there.
Like, two movies. And yeah. She was great.
She was great.
The Color Purple.
Surprisingly, a fantastic actress.
Yeah.
But,
she has to remember Lions all day long, right? Like, wouldn't you think? For whenever she was on Oprah?
Yeah. Like, wouldn't it be great if she demanded a teleprompter on set? And then just starts giving away cars. You're like, God, stop
Everybody
it.
Everybody check under your seats.
In The Color Purple.
This is not the appropriate time for that, Oprah.
No.
This is a very dramatic scene. We spent hours getting everyone into makeup.
Okay.
These are my favorite things.
So that'll be this.
You get a car.
That's this upcoming Golden Globes?
Yeah.
Okay. So, I mean, maybe a reason to tune in or
maybe
not.
Maybe just a reason to watch the clip on the internet the next day.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So Demi Moore has continued to just spill the tea on all of the people in her life. And now in the crosshairs is Bruce Willis. So Ashton Kutcher, did you see that kind of snarky tweet from him? In response,
uh-huh.
He was like, I was going to put out a snarky tweet, and then I looked at my family, my wife, my kids, and realized it's probably not worth it.
Which is totally snarky.
Yeah. But now she's talking about her relationship with Bruce Willis and their whirlwind romance that quickly turned into a marriage, pregnancy within 4 months. Bruce, who is 36, was moving into TV, an international film star at the time. Demi was 25, soon became the highest paid actress in Hollywood. It's just like, okay, so Demi Moore has quickly become my least favorite person. In at least recent months because of what she's doing. I don't care if she tells her story, but the problem is that she's been with all of these really high-profile people that she's now unearthing all of the like really terrible stuff that happened in their relationship. And part of her trying to profit off of this book is by talking about all of the private stuff that happened in their relationship. Everyone has a bunch of terrible stuff that's happened in relationships and dumb things that you've done, and certainly dumb things that your significant other has done. Mm-hmm. But when you go, you know what, I'm going to try to make some money off that or try to gain some relevancy again off of that, it's just, it feels dirty to me. Ugh,
well, the
Demi
weird
Moore,
thing about that,
it.
Too, is because you've got kids with him, and it's just, it kind of, it just all seems a little bit dirty. Even
like
if he doesn't,
Rumor Willis already has it hard enough with her weird face. Like, just don't make things worse for her.
Seriously. She's actually not that bad of an actress.
Yeah, she's just got a weird face.
It is she looks strange. Like Bruce Willis.
She looks like Bruce Willis, which is unfortunate. If
you'd much rather look like Demi Moore than Bruce Willis.
Yeah, so you got the, you pulled the wrong card.
Yeah.
This is the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
Why do we have to do rumor like that?
I'm sure she's nice. I'm sure she's lovely. She just looks like Bruce Willis in a wig.
That's true.
Doesn't she? Google her. You haven't seen her, have you?
I haven't seen her, like, as of yesterday. But when she was a cute kid, that's the last time I remember.
She's like 30 now. She's older than you.
I remember her before her...
Quick. 9 seconds.
I don't even know. I give up. I really don't care about her face that much, I guess.
All right, I'll pull up a picture for you while we're playing Foo Fighters. Here's Everlong. So you Googled Rumor Willis, and she does look like Bruce Willis wearing a wig, doesn't she?
Yeah, she looks much better after the lip injections and the...
She got her teeth did, and she got some lip injections in there. Right? She looks less like Bruce Willis with the lip injections.
More like her mama.
Yeah. Oh, like speaking of Demi Moore, she also claims in her memoir that she, quote, stole John Cryer's virginity.
John Cryer?
The guy from 2 and a Half Men.
Pretty in Pink.
Yeah.
Oh, I mean, Ducky?
Good. Ducky, yeah.
Good for him?
Quote, it pains me how callous I was with his feelings that I stole what could have been an important and beautiful moment from him.
There's no beautiful, nobody loses their virginity and it's a beautiful moment.
No,
it's
0%.
Yeah, it's
garbage.
Awkward. Yeah.
Let's
just
hope there's minimal crying for everyone. Yeah. John Cryer came out and actually debunked it. He's
that
like, no,
actually
no.
Actually, it wasn't Cryer beforehand. Change it after.
It was John Brave.
The sweet sounds of a laundromat.
Dirty laundry.
So Dirty Laundry is where Ian goes out to laundromats around the city and he talks to people that many times are bored. They're just sitting there doing laundry. Or in the case of his favorite bar laundromat combination, maybe have some laundry that's getting washed or dried. But in the meantime, they're having a beer, which, you know, tends to be a social lubricant. People a little more free with their stories and some of these circumstances. Who do we have featured today, my friend?
Well, today we have a gentleman who actually works for a moving company, and he popped by the bar laundromat after a long day of work.
If you've ever hired a moving company to move your house or your apartment or whatever, like, that is some hard work.
Yeah. Yep.
Sure it is.
My husband used to work for one. His back is totally whacked.
Yeah, it's a brutal job, you know, and it's all manual labor, lifting all day. So no wonder he was at the bar laundromat. Now, he is, I would say, maybe in his mid-30s. He was with some friends who also worked for the moving company.
Great.
He just works with all of his friends. It's really cool. And he told me this story that happened a couple of weeks ago where he decided to be too good of a friend. He did a favor for somebody. And this is a story not only, again, of just body positive empowerment, but also fleeting love, because he met a woman, but it just wasn't his type.
Dirty Laundry.
Okay, we're here for another edition of Dirty Laundry, and I met someone who says you have a fair amount of dirty laundry.
I do indeed. I keep up with it quite well. But it's funny, right? So the story goes like this. I have a friend who asked me to do him a favor. He wanted to take his girlfriend out. Her girlfriend would agree to babysit under one condition: if the boyfriend hooked her up with a friend while she babysitted. So one
thing... Wait. Now, while she's babysitting?
Well, the baby's sleep, and you know how it goes. We're 100% appropriate around there. But so I make this attempt, you know, to do a favor, so-called taking one for the team, because the girl was gyhugic, right?
So gyhugic, roughly how big do you think?
All right, so she was so big, when we went to do it, my arms wouldn't even touch the bed. She stood laying on her back. She was so high off the bed, when I got on top of her, my arms wouldn't even touch the bed. That's how big she was.
Okay.
I had the Superman now.
Yeah, you literally did.
I took one for the team.
Did she?
I'm pretty sure.
You don't care.
I don't know if I was right spot or not.
It's okay.
I gave it my best. Maybe it was her best fold. I don't know. I just did my part.
Now, at any point, did she get on top?
Hell no.
You helped your boy out.
Thank you, man. I wish you success with the show.
Well, thank you. I wish you success with more gigantic women.
Well, I hope not.
Now, you better watch out, man, because she's probably in love with you now.
Look, I don't want to take that many for the team. Can you do it?
No, I'm serious. She probably loves you now.
Nah, I doubt it.
You didn't tell her I love you, right?
Nah, hell no. Nah. We don't do that where I grew at.
You're listening to the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
So much there.
That's true friendship.
He said he had to Superman that.
And I like that he just acquiesced that he was also terrible in bed.
Yes.
He's like, no, she don't love me after that. Yeah, I was not great.
I mean, you didn't have to go through with it. You were just show up and you could like watch a movie, just put on like Lord of the Rings, the extended DVD version.
Yeah, they'd be like, oh, fresh out of time.
They're back.
He wanted some.
Of course he did. In hindsight, he's like, yeah, maybe he shouldn't have done that. But in the moment, he's like, I'm going for it.
I'm wondering where the baby was. Was the baby okay?
It's totally inappropriate.
Oh, my God. Yeah, come on.
I'm paying you to babysit. Watch the damn kid.
Please.
I'm trying to get laid, Kathy.
Got a comment, complaint, or opinion for the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show? Leave the good stuff on our voicemail at 702-889-7352. Again, 702-889-7352.
Please leave a message after the tone. Hey, I have a question. Did any of you ever go to those roller rinks growing up? I mean, you had to, right? I mean, those places were awesome as a kid and a teenager because you just did, you know, whatever you want and got to make out with people. And I miss those days.
Message deleted.
Oh, yeah. Simpler time.
I mean, the roller rink, my place that I went to back in St. Louis was called Saints. We would go there like every Friday night. I'd strap on my rollerblades because I couldn't.
You're a blader?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
What's blade, bro?
That's right. Well, the ankle support was so much better for rollerblades than it was in just like the quads. Like, you get, there was no ankle support there. It was garbage. Pure unadulterated garbage. But some Casey and JoJo would come on and see the girl that you would like.
And you're like, hey, girl, I can backwards skate.
Oh, no, I can't. Oh, no. Oh, God. Oh, my back. Help! Turn it down! Help! Casey, JoJo!
Oh, God!
I was going to say, you make eye contact with her as you're skating backwards.
Yeah, you're like, what's up, girl?
And she makes eye contact with you, and then immediately looks away because she's skating with somebody else and doesn't give a damn about your bitch ass. Then I go cry. I go cry near the Street Fighter 2 machine, and occasionally I'll try to find a friend to go play X-Men with me. Or the Simpsons game.
And then
Remember that Simpsons arcade game?
You skate by somebody else, you're like, there's another girl. I don't care about that other chick. Hey, are you also going through puberty? Sup, girl?
It was always kids from other schools, too. It was awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you didn't see them every day. You could have that one night relationship where you both fell in love to Casey and JoJo. And then you go home and you do your multiplication homework. I miss it.
This was social media before social media. That's how we got out there. We put on our finest clothes. Look, just go get your hair cut, have a fresh haircut, maybe like clean your shoes too.
You plus me equals love. Let's multiply, girl.
It's like, girl,
why don't you divide those legs and let's multiply?
I mean, that's a little aggressive. I was going to say, why don't we share a piece of this Tostino's party pizza that's been under the lamp for 4 hours?
It's people whose lifetime goal is to own a fireworks stand. It's the Redneck Report.
So I don't even know if I can say her name on the radio. Her real name is Bridget Powers, but we'll call her Bridget the Little Person.
Because that's her stage name,
Her
right?
stage name is the other word, which has
the
been
M
deemed offensive.
The M word.
Yeah, the M word. Well, she got into an altercation with her boyfriend, Jesse. And it is worth mentioning that she is an adult actress.
Uh-huh.
So that's like her thing, right? She got into an argument with her boyfriend when she showed up at his place one morning and found him asleep with another woman.
Oh, no. Hell no. Was she it another
cops,
little woman?
I don't think so. No, actually, in fact, I know it's not because it's actually stated in the story. She told cops that she screamed at them, grabbed a knife, a butter knife.
No, it was not.
And stabbed Jesse in the leg.
Oh, hell no.
The other woman was awoken by all of the banging around, and she called her a slut and said, quote, I knew you didn't love me, at Jesse. The woman claims that she then saw him get stabbed in the leg, and she had to restrain Bridget as she tried to stab her as well. According to the report, the other woman, who's 5'8", then picked up the porn star and threw her out of Jesse's home.
How tall is she?
Bridget?
Yeah.
She's very small.
Very,
very,
very
small.
Yeah.
Like
4'4", 5".
That's... like, gotta be shorter than that.
Yeah,
right?
Like toddler size, where you can pick him up and just chuck him out of a house, you know? And that's what happened.
I mean, it's never appropriate to throw someone unless they have just stabbed you.
Right. With a butter knife.
Then it's okay.
Yeah. If they're trying to stab you, you can pick them up and throw
them. Why is she breaking into her boyfriend's house?
Well, because she went there to surprise him one morning because they're in love.
She loves him so much. She just wanted to say, hey, honey, how are you?
Yeah.
Like, the side chick, though, who just saw this guy get stabbed by her. Like, what a...
Story's not over yet. There's more. Cops found the butter knife covered in blood on the kitchen floor. And cops were called to the house because the screaming continued after she got chucked out of the house.
Uh-huh.
Well, she decided to throw something of her own. She threw a large object through the front window of the house, which turns out was a barbecue grill.
What?
Yeah.
So, like one of those tiny ones?
Oh, Audrey, come on.
Come on.
Really?
I'm being... What do you mean? She's going to pick up a whole gas grill? Like, it's probably a small, teeny one.
Like a tiny little Weber.
Yeah. That's what I wasn't trying to be ugly about it. I was being serious.
If I was a little person porn star, I'd be called Tiny Weber. we just got a text message at 73100. Somebody is aware of how big she is. 3'9".
Oh.
3'9".
Whoa.
Which is about the height of my 3-year-old. According to the report, Jesse told officers that Bridget does not live with him, but they've been having relations the past couple of years. She was booked on felony charges of domestic battery.
Probably say it's deserved.
You can't stab somebody in the leg.
You can't stab someone in ever.
Yeah.
She's going to be in a little trouble. What? What? It's true. Stabbed with a butter knife, though?
Hey, Florida woman, investigators say faked a kidnapping.
Better than one of those like little tiny, you know, those seafood forks, you know what I'm talking about?
Or what about the ones that you put in the sides of the corn on the cob?
Oh, come on!
This is the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
Those don't get used nearly enough. Let's just talk about that.
Those little fondue forks that you get at the melting pot?
Oh. Whew, okay.
Oh, man.
All right. They write themselves.
When it comes to relationships and you having your own money, sometimes it gets a little complicated. Sometimes you don't want to fully divulge all of the money that you've spent on things. You round down. Jessica said, I just rephrase it so I tell my husband how much I saved, not how much I spent.
Yeah, girl, smart.
Yeah.
Wow. Smart. Okay.
My wife does the same thing, but what she does in order to get me to spend money that I don't want to spend on stuff for around the house that I don't feel like we need, but she is convinced that we need, so we end up getting it, is she ropes me into the conversation. She's like, you see over here, like, how we could really use another throw rug? I'm like, we don't need another rug on top of a rug. Like, there's already carpet there. You don't need to put a rug in the top of the...
Rugs on rugs on rugs?
She's like, but do you think that we should get a blue one or a gray one? I'm like, no. No, I don't think we should get either. But if we did get one, do you think it would be better if it was blue or gray? And I'm like, blue. 2 days later, blue rug shows up. Boom. That's what you wanted, babe.
That way you don't have a problem. Exactly. Yeah. Was the color you wanted.
It was 50% off.
Like, it still costs 100% of the price.
Yeah.
Like,
but don't you feel better, though, even as yourself when you're buying something, if it's like, I have to do this, otherwise...
This is an opportunity for a sale. Oh, yeah, right now.
I got suckered into some candles the other day from Bath & Body Works.
How much were those?
Well, okay, so they were two for two, okay? That's a steal.
That is a good deal.
So I wound up with $200 worth of candles.
$200? Oh, my God.
Jesus. Like, do you have those for the next, like, for
candles,
the zombie
and
apocalypse?
Okay, it's like candles and other things, but listen.
Do you have a 14,000-square-foot house? Yeah. Like, why do you need $200 worth of candles?
I actually was just like, Andrew, listen, it's for whenever we wants to go into sexy time, right?
I'm you saw the
vibe. The aroma. The vibes. Yeah. Hold on. Let's put a candle everywhere in the house so we can just do it everywhere in the house.
Everywhere.
One smells like cotton candy. The other one smells like pumpkins. One smells like the sea. You're gonna get a headache. I can't do this because I have a headache now.
That's where you messed up. You gotta get all of the same flavor, smell palette.
What flavor did you go with?
Usually it's like the eucalyptus ones that are like the stress relieving candles. Mm-hmm. They have a whole line. But
2 for 2 is solid at Bath and Body Works. I will say it's better than 3 for 3.
I will say that around, you know, this time of year when it becomes fall, like having the apple pie candle or something like that in the kitchen, you're just like,
but this sounds like you're making one, but you're not.
I don't even know how to make one.
That's garbage. If I walk into my house and it smells like apple pie, there damn well better be an apple pie in this house.
Catch the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show, weekdays 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
Otherwise, I'm turning that candle over and burning this bitch down.
I'm going to start doing that to torture you. I'm just going to get a candle that smells like Arby's. Light in the studio every day.
A nice beef and cheddar.
2 for 6 right now at Arby's.
This is the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
What do you fib to your significant other about when it comes to money? Michaela said, one time my nosy-ass son saw me ringing up an Apple gift card and brought it up to my boyfriend. We'd been arguing because I was spending a lot of money on his stupid games and I would buy myself gift cards so he wouldn't know. My son threw me under the bus because I wouldn't buy him outfits for his Fortnite characters, but I was buying the Apple gift card for my boyfriend.
Ooh.
So way to ruin a surprise gift because mom won't buy you some
skins,
outfits for your
gracious.
Yeah, brutal.
I'm sorry about that.
There's so much money.
That
really
sucks.
That company has made so much money off of just dumb aesthetics for Fortnite. They gave away the game for free, but then you can, what they charge for is like
make
outfits.
Make yourself a banana.
Marty said, my wife would go out while I was at work and gamble. Not a lot, but never told me. But I have friends everywhere, so I knew. And now I work days, so no more sneaking out for her.
There's certain times that I've gone out and, gambled. not done so well.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's different because we have separate accounts and no children and that sort of thing. But, you know, it's always a... I choose not to share the losses or the wins.
Nobody talks about the losses. Unless it's like a bad beat in poker or sports betting, nobody talks about the losses with anyone. You only talk, you know, like I hit a jackpot on Keno, you know, a couple of months ago.
Uh-huh.
And, of course, I told you about it.
Yeah.
And I told my wife about it.
Yeah.
The times where I go in and I donk off a few $100 in a sitting, no one ever knows about that.
But those aren't exciting.
It's definitely not.
It's like I didn't even finish 2 beers and I lost $300.
The worst is when you have to hit a jackpot just to get even again. And it can't even be the min jackpot, like it has to be like a pretty big one because you're that far in.
And then you forget you gotta pay taxes on it.
Yeah. Yep. Bree said my ex used to give me crap about how much I would spend on makeup. He saw me spending $200 on Sephora. So one day I went over to his apartment, I just bought a new backpack. Excuse me, I don't know if this is a cool brand, Dooney and Burke. Is that a good brand of backpack?
It's a higher end, but it's not like Louis Vuitton.
Okay,
it's like Tory Burch in that like mid range area. Yeah,
a little higher than Coach maybe.
Same range.
He said that he saw it, and before he could even say anything, I just screamed, "I got it on sale!" I didn't actually get it on sale, but I didn't feel like having the conversation with him about my new bag was worth almost what he pays for his monthly rent.
Wow.
Ooh. Dang, girl.
I mean, but if you buy, that's the thing, though. If you buy, like, I get it. If you use a purse on a regular basis.
It's worth the money.
And you use it for years and you use it every day. Why wouldn't you get something that you wanted that's quality?
Yeah.
I get that. I do. You know, especially if it's, you know, it's kind of a fashion accessory as well.
Yeah.
Andrea said, my guy buys stuff for his fish tank all of the time without telling me. Sometimes it takes me noticing a new fish or piece of coral for him to come clean. But I'm like, what is that? I mean, it's a pretty innocent habit, though, right?
No, man. Fish tanks are expensive as hell. Like, when you're
ones,
looking
yeah.
at...
No, but I'm saying like, that's better than, like...
interest. Yeah,
yeah, that's better than, like, running out and donking all your money off gambling, right? I mean, at least...
Well...
It seems more innocent to me than...
It does.
Yeah.
Kind of. I don't know. I get it. You know, if you have a hobby that you're passionate
like you
about...
Like your cameras.
Yeah. My wife doesn't know that I have 5 cameras. She thinks I have 3.
Does she know how much really? You spent on these cameras?
No, she does not.
So if
I... And she doesn't know anything about the lenses or anything else or my home studio or any of that
okay,
stuff.
Okay, let's be real. She's at work right now. You know
yeah,
that.
Yeah.
Are you going to make Ian cut this part out of the podcast so she doesn't hear
it? Nah, she's not listening right now.
No, I know she's not, but
no,
out,
I mean,
out of the
but
podcast.
Like, she's not listening to the podcast right now.
Oh, she's not?
She's tired of me. She's listening to
some. She found a receipt.
She's moved on to some murder mystery podcast and... We got edged out.
It happens. Jeff said, I have a secret Harley that I keep at work.
Wow.
That is awesome.
You're listening to the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
Hell yeah.
Wait, no. Maybe take that thing home and see how she responds, because my husband got a secret Harley. Didn't tell me the exact cost of it, but whenever he brought it home.
Did you bang him on the Harley?
She lit a candle on her. Good time.
Hey,
the
now.
Candles were for the Harley. The Harley was for me.
Catch the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show. Weekdays 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
So what is it that you spend money on that you don't really disclose fully to your significant other? Juliana, speaking of makeup, said, makeup for me as well. I work for a cosmetic brand, so I get a lot of stuff at huge discount. But I also buy a lot of stuff. So I've just learned to tell my husband that it's all for free. Yeah, right.
Sephora, I was talking to a friend the other day, and he was saying that Sephora, and like every time I go in there, like you spend an obscene amount of money. We were
ridiculous.
Like, it's more expensive to go to Sephora than it is to go to Disneyland.
Yeah, they put something in the vents. I know it.
This one, a follow-up to the fish tank thing. I don't know if they want to remain anonymous because they sent us a PM, so I'll just leave their name out. I had to sell my reef tank because I was spending so much I couldn't afford my bills. They are dangerously expensive. Then when one piece of coral dies, you cross your fingers and pray that you get to it quick enough before it spreads and kills thousands of dollars worth of coral. Like, how much are these fish tanks, man?
Coral? Oh, I told you, man. Like, as far as hobbies go, fish tanks... insane, especially when you get into like the high level salt water stuff. Our engineer Tracy is a big
fish tank nerd.
Yeah.
I mean, no,
I was
offense,
gonna say
but...
fish
nerd!
Tank fanatic.
Nerd! Marcella said, I opened a Macy's credit card to get the discount at the makeup counter and got approved for a high limit. So the $50 eye cream and the $40 foundation wasn't the only thing that I bought. I didn't think the husband was home yet when I walked in with $300 worth of beauty products. So I threw it in the closet before he could see it. He doesn't care about what I spend my money on. And he might have been mad at me, though, for opening another line of credit. But she said, I'm the reason that our credit score is good. So
that's at least he's keeping up with it. Good.
Yeah.
Awesome.
I mean, that's how they get you, though.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, do you just want to sign up for this card? You'll get a discount. You're like, great.
Especially whenever you're in college.
What a wonderful idea.
That's why
so now I have booze money, and now I have clothes money.
Great.
And now I have crippling debt that's going to follow me until I'm 45.
$28,000 in debt. Macy's.
Shelby said, I don't tell my boyfriend when I buy a new purse or if I'm in the bookstore. He just comes over and finds out when he sees the new stuff. I mean, if you're at the point in your relationship where you're not living together yet, you're not, you know...
Yeah, they have no say if you're not living together.
Yeah, I mean, like, the money isn't...
Well, it depends
right.
on if somebody never pays their bills or never will pay for anything
If you
else.
Have to bail them out and they're out there buying new purses and stuff, I think that's a little different.
Yeah.
Jade said the microtransactions and online games, they add up real quick.
How much money have you spent on Candy Crush? Does your wife know?
I don't know what you're talking about, my honey.
Don't try to throw him under the bus, dude.
I'm not trying to. He's
Mr.
talking
cameraman.
About it. My wife knows that cameras are expensive. At least they have a retail value.
Yeah, studio stand. What are you talking about?
I can turn around and sell all of it for basically the same
one
I bought it for.
No, you can't.
Bet it's
use camera equipment. Yeah, what a hot commodity.
The value has gone up because it's who owned it. The content that was created with
it. Was this camera owned by the Ansel Adams of Dong Photos? I'm buying.
This is the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
Your wife's not driving right now.
Thousands of dollars, probably, over the years. Yeah.
Good thing they don't keep track. You know, Google keeps track of all your microtransactions.
Oh, really?
Apple doesn't.
Thank you, Apple.
You're listening to the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
What do you hide from your significant other when it comes to money? I spend money on weed. My wife thinks I go to the shops and get discounts when I actually pay someone to drive to California to get more quantity and quality. But I tell my wife it's all still the same. Either way, we enjoy the product despite the overtaxed luxury, says Mike.
That seems a little drama, right?
Like, how much weed are you smoking when you have to, like, send, like, a drug mule down to California? Like, it's legal here. You just...
Well, he thinks they have a better selection.
I mean, come
down
on.
There.
Sure.
And on top of that, the tax is worth it just so you don't have to hang out with your douchebag dealer.
Yes.
I've never had a guy from a dispensary go, hey, let's go hang out afterwards.
Hey, you gonna let me hit that?
No. Like, well,
yeah.
No, I'm not.
You gonna smoke me up? No, I'm not, sir.
No.
Mike said, I bought a boat without telling my wife.
Whoa.
It was a little more difficult to hide it once I went and picked it up. She was mad at me for the first 8 years, but now she loves it.
Captain Mike, all right.
It's actually one of those cool deck boats. You know what a deck boat is?
Is it like a pontoon?
It's like a pontoon, but it's kind of like if a pontoon and the speedboat had a baby.
Yeah,
so
brother.
you get like the performance of the...
But you could still drink on it pretty...
Yeah, it's like good for like families and like, it's just like a pontoon, but it's not as big and clunky as a pontoon.
That's a sweet
cover.
Boat, dude.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
When we're going out to the lake,
yeah. Why don't you ever invite us
out?
Yeah,
man.
You know we're looking for a friend with a boat.
That's the best thing, right? Because everyone wants a boat, but you don't actually want the responsibility
of
a boat.
Too much responsibility.
And it's a bunch of money, too, right? So having a friend with a boat...
Mm-hmm.
That's the business right there.
Man.
Especially this time of year, too. Just whew. Tiffany said when I go clothes shopping, he asks how much I spent. If I spent $120, I'll say, about $100. Or I'll say, well, it was all on sale, so I got one for 50% off when I bought the other one. Mm-hmm. Anna said I lied to my hubby about Starbucks as often as I do. I have a problem. Even got my 6-year-old daughter telling me, Mommy, hurry up and finish your drink before you open the garage.
Oh, my God.
You huff that thing down before you even get home?
Just, what, do you got a beer bong in there?
I'm wondering if there's anybody out there who has ever minimized their purchases while shopping by putting other bags. Like, if you're coming home with bags and bags.
Yeah.
Like, like just one large bag.
It's just efficient for carrying.
Oh,
too.
Is it? Okay, yeah.
That's why we do
Francisco,
that.
I spent $800 on a paint gun, and I didn't tell my wife for months. I told her that we were talking about investing in a tool to make your work easier, so that's when I dropped that I spent $800 on a paint gun. She wasn't too happy.
I thought it was like a paint ball gun.
Yeah, we're talking like a work tool, right?
Yeah, yeah. Have you guys seen the new Nerf guns? Speaking of frivolous purchases, they're like Nerf machine guns.
They're pretty damn awesome.
It's got like a little Tommy gun, just like 50 different Nerf.
The Gatling gun.
Yeah, a Gatling gun. Yeah. Well, like a Tommy gun, too, though. You know, it's like in the round.
Are they on Amazon?
Not
I
want
to get one
I don't
just blast think so. Away them tomorrow morning.
Earlier this week, so. Okay.
David said a $500 fishing lure that I lost the next trip out.
Oh, my God.
Oh.
I mean, like, I get on the rod. Yeah. I get a $500 rod, which is still very expensive, but I get that. But a $500 lure? Woo!
But I'm sure you had a big one on the line, right, when you lost it. Definitely to get snagged on a log or something.
Son of a love it mother. It's bleeped. Bull.
Tyler joining us on today's Dave Mahoney Morning Show. What's up, Tyler?
Hi, what's up?
So, do you have a dirty mind?
I do.
Yeah, that doesn't help in a game like this because there's nothing that's actually being said here by any of these people that's dirty at all. These are all just clips that are pulled from what's going on in the world today, a couple of celebrity-based ones. You're trying to figure out what's being said, and there's just some strategically placed bleeps that will take your mind to a place, perhaps, if you do have a dirty mind. You're just trying to avoid the distraction, right? If you get two out of the three, you're going to be our winner today, okay?
Okay, sounds good.
All right, so the way that this works is I'm going to give you the premise. I'm going to play you the audio. I'm going to give you the multiple choice, play the audio for you one more time before you have to make your guess. First one here is Ellen, and you're trying to figure out what Ellen hurt.
The bad news is I hurt my... And I thought, well, if I just it would go away. He told me everything that I'm doing wrong. He said, my don't point in the right direction. One is longer than the other.
So, Ellen, you're trying to figure out what she hurt. Did she hurt A, her neck, B, her back, or C, her knee? One more time with the audio.
The bad news is I hurt my and I thought, well, if I just it would go away. He told me everything that I'm doing wrong. He said, my don't point in the right direction. One is longer than the other.
So what did she hurt? Was it her neck, her back, or her knee?
I'm going to say it was her knee.
Knee makes sense. Unfortunately, that is incorrect. It was her neck that she hurt.
Okay.
Oh, we wish Ellen a speedy recovery.
We have two more to go here, and you're trying to figure out what these are in order to get the win today, but you must get both of these correct in order to be our winner, okay?
Okay.
This is a 100-year-old man, and you're trying to figure out what he asked for his birthday.
You have a big...
Yeah, 100-year-old. A girlfriend had been... She had me every day. Put all them dinners in my room over there where I won't forget them.
All right.
So the,
it's 100 years old, huh?
100 years old. So what did he ask for his birthday? Does he want 100 beers, 100 women, or 100 cards? One more time with the audio.
You have a big...
Yeah, 100 years old. A girlfriend had been... She had me every day. Put all them dinners in my room over there where I won't forget them.
So what does he want for his birthday? 100 beers, 100 women, or 100 cards?
I would say 100 women.
You sure about that? I mean, no. You're probably not wrong, but that's not what he said.
All right, let's go with 100 cards.
100 cards is correct, yes, yes, yes.
All
right, on the board with one, it all comes down to this third and final one. You must get it correct in order to win today. It is Will Smith, and you're trying to figure out what he was asked.
How often are you...
That's my personal business, dude. I respect that it's your... But at the end of the day, this is a... We share.
I know, I...
So he was asked, A, how much he sleeps, B, how much he drinks, or C, how much he smokes. One more time.
How often are you...
That's my personal business, dude. I respect that it's your... But at the end of the day, this is a... We share.
I know, I...
Is he asked how much he sleeps, how much he drinks, or how much he smokes?
I want to say it was how much he smokes.
But you're probably not going to answer that, right?
I'm probably not going to answer it right. Thanks for your vote of confidence, guys.
Well, I mean, I know the answer.
So. Yeah, we have them right here.
All right. Okay. All right. Let's go with how much he drinks.
What do you know? You got it right. Hey! Wow. All right, Tyler.
I can imagine Will Smith smoking.
It's his personal business, Dave.
And it is his personal business.
And that's why we're putting it out there.
KXTV yes, FM exactly. HD1, Pahrump, Las Vegas. A radio.com station. Broadcasting live from the Findlay Chevrolet Studios. Home of the woo! Inside the entertainment capital of the world. This is the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
Tyler, you were categorically awful at that game. However, you still somehow win. So congratulations to you, Angels and Airwaves. Friday, October 4th, over the House of Blues, presented by X107.5. Thank you for listening today. We appreciate you.
Thank you, guys. Have a good one.
It's Top Stories. Here's what's making news.
So, big fan of Jason Bateman, and if you haven't seen, you know, his work in Ozark, it's a totally different type of role for Jason Bateman, but it just kind of proves the fact that he's super versatile. He's charming. He's funny. We've known that for years, but he can play a dark character really well. And now there's talks for him to direct and star with Ryan Reynolds in Clue, the movie.
Oh, that could be fun.
Love right? Jason Bateman. I love Ryan Reynolds. I love the movie Clue. It does not need to be remade. This is another classic movie that should not be touched by anybody in Hollywood. There's no
See, I don't
way.
Have that same affinity for Clue that I do for
have you even
when they were
seen
talking
Clue?
About I don't even really remember it.
Then you have not seen Clue.
I haven't seen Clue.
It's
okay.
With Tim Curry. There's
Oh,
so,
the Tim Curry classic.
It is a classic.
And yes, Dave. Yes, it is an absolute classic.
Absolute classic.
Yeah,
no,
dude.
I mean, like, this is not getting the same sort of uproar about like The Princess Bride. But you can put Jason Bateman and Ryan Reynolds in almost anything, and I'll like it better.
No, you will not.
What about a remake of The Princess Bride?
Yep. If you
with
mean,
Jason
you,
Bateman and yeah. Ryan Reynolds, yeah, I'm down for that.
Oh, come on.
Ryan Reynolds definitely plays Robin Wright's yes. part, right?
He's Wesley, for sure. Yeah, yeah, he'd be a fantastic
no,
Wesley.
No, I'm saying he's the,
oh, he's the princess? He's
Princess Buttercup.
Buttercup.
Down for that, too, you see? If Jason Bateman and Ryan Reynolds have, like, a gay love thing in the princess groom, I mean, I would totally watch that.
Yeah, so the people who are in the original Clue, you've got Madeline Kahn, Christopher Lloyd, a.k.a. Doc Brown, mm-hmm. Michael McKean, who was Jimmy's brother on Better Call Saul, Martin Mull, Leslie Ann Warren, and, of course, Tim Curry. Tim Curry, in my opinion, like, he is almost, when it comes to good actors or amazing actors, you can't top the performance Tim Curry made in
when
that movie.
When did this movie come out?
1984, I believe. 1985. And it's rated 7.
Have you also not seen it?
Because okay. It was out before she was born.
I mean, I was like 4 when it came out. Like, what do you... Sorry, I missed it.
Are you, though?
You're not.
Not really.
No, yeah, mean, no, exactly.
So it's been like 40 years, you guys.
Man.
I think you can remake it now.
Well, let's remake Princess Bride. Let's do another remake of Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory. Yeah. Any
no,
other?
See, that's the problem. That's why we're all burned on these remakes. And I agree that Hollywood does way too many remakes, and there's not enough original ideas, and it's sequel after sequel, blah, blah, blah. Doesn't matter. The fact that Willy Wonka was such a turd is what killed it for us, because we're talking about movies that we held dear as children, mm-hmm. and because they were ruined by Johnny Depp, it's unforgivable, the idea of remaking one of these classics. But if that movie was done exceptionally well and everyone loved it, I think it would change the way that people think about remakes.
Nah.
Yeah.
You don't. You can't top Tim Curry's performance. Plain and simple. I don't care if it's Ryan Reynolds or Jason Bateman, who I love dearly. Stop it.
A verbal argument reportedly led two men to arming themselves with shovels to have a shovel fight. Unfortunately, one of them also brought a knife.
Oh, no.
When you agree to the rules of a shovel fight, you're not allowed to bring a knife to a shovel fight.
Absolutely
I feel like
not.
Bringing a knife to a shovel fight's kind of a dumb move anyway, because... One, you don't have the reach.
No.
You can't use it as a blunt object and stab. You can stab no. somebody with a shovel and also use it as a blunt object.
Those corners are sharp.
Two for one.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And if you just set it down in front of them, they'll probably step on it and boom.
Do you remember that Vine from a few years ago?
I sure do.
Woman who, or the two like trashy trailer park
oh,
people.
Oh, yeah. She just clocks her with that shovel as she's running away. Boom.
And they turned it into a remix. Yeah. So what happened in this shovel fight
53-year-old Louis David Robinson. Arrested for felony aggravated assault with a deadly weapon. According to the alleged victim, the two started arguing, armed himself with a shovel. That's when the victim went to the shed and grabbed his own shovel, and the two men approached, ready to fight. And that's when he pulled out a knife, and somebody called 911.
I mean, if you're going to
you're
murder somebody...
You're anticlimactic.
Yeah, that was it. He came within 10 feet of the victim while armed with the knife, and then the cop showed up.
Okay. Well, luckily...
I just feel I'm just being like, I'm gonna get ya.
But again, it's a knife, and you've got a giant shovel.
And it couldn't have been that big of a knife, because when the deputy showed up, he was still sitting there holding his shovel, and he just put the knife in his pocket. I don't know if it's like a little Swiss Army knife that he just folded up, and he's like, uh-oh.
Which, bad move. You stab somebody with that, it's going to come back in, it's going to cut your own hand.
Terrible idea.
Not
terrible
good.
Idea.
It just feels
I don't think either of these people really thinking in the moment.
So do you guys worry that one day when you have kids, I mean, just the way that they, you know, everything is going on social media nowadays, like it dramatically influences kids
sure.
and how they think the world is. An 11-year-old boy is back with his family, thankfully, after police said that he drove 200 miles to meet an unknown dude that he met on Snapchat.
Stole the car.
Stole his car. Police in South Carolina said the boy drove alone from Simpsonville all the way to Charleston. So it's basically the...
That's a haul.
Yeah, I mean, it's clear across the state, down to the coast. Authorities say that he pulled up next to a police officer about 12:30 in the morning. The officer realized the child was the only person in the car and went, that's an 11-year-old kid. The boy told the officer he had driven for 3 hours and was lost. The child told the cop that he had taken his brother's car, was using the GPS on his father's tablet to find an address in Charleston of an unknown male that had given to him through Snapchat.
It's kind of impressive that the kid, first of all, knew how to drive the car well, and for 3.5 hours, no one was like, hey, this guy's driving a little, like, maybe not well.
I mean, an 11-year-old,
yeah.
right? Like, they're not going to drive a car appropriately clear across the state.
3 hours?
Yeah. I mean, 200 miles is a pretty good clip, right?
Yeah, for sure.
I've made that drive many times through South Carolina, and it's not like, you know, you're talking about 4 lanes wide and a big interstate. I mean, a lot of it's much smaller, like 2 lanes mm-hmm. going through the middle of nowhere. Sure enough, though, thankfully, before he got to this creep's house... they were able to stop it and reunite him with his family.
I just don't. What is an 11-year-old doing with Snapchat?
Exactly.
That's where I go. What's happening there? And also, I mean, if this was 20 years ago, first we wouldn't have the ability to communicate with strangers like that. And there's no way he's pulling out one of those old road atlases and finding his way across the state.
He's got his own phone.
Do you remember when you used to have to figure out a place to store that thing in the car? And a lot of times it ended up in the trunk because it was so big. Like if you didn't have the folding map, which were always impossible to refold, you had the huge atlas and you had to bring it out and you put it on the hood of the car and you're thumbing through it and you're like, all right, well, you took a right over here and trying to.
No, I was in the era of MapQuest.
Oh, where you printed out all the directions. Uh-huh. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's why we had those things in the back of the seats. I'm.
Yeah, the nets on the back of the seat. Yep.
The only reason.
So a woman was late for work, and so she thought, hey, this is a fine idea. She's in New Bern Heights, Ohio. She actually got sentenced. She's 23-year-old. Failure to comply and multiple counts of felony assault because her license was actually suspended for 15 years as a result of this as well.
Okay.
Ordered to pay $26,000 in restitution. But a trooper tried to pull her over, and she's saying that she didn't see the trooper because her windows were tinted, which, sure you didn't. After they attempted to pull her over, she sideswiped a couple of different cop cars because the chase was growing. So she sideswiped two cruisers and a patrol SUV. They forced her off the road. She hit a utility pole. The incident was all captured on the dash cam video. And she said the judge said it was the most egregious thing that they've ever seen. But her excuse? Late for work. Makes sense, right?
I mean, if you've got a boss that's awfully demanding like ours is, I mean, police chase or have to listen to that tongue lashing at 9:05.
Just tase me, bro.
Catch the David Mahoney Morning Show weekdays 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
I would have gone with I had to poop.
See, I feel like that's overused now. Like that used to be such a good excuse, and now people use it too much. And what if you actually have to poop?
I would do it. I would force myself on the spot.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
Yes,
let him go.
Got a comment, complaint, or opinion for the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show? Leave the good stuff on our voicemail at 702-889-7352. Again, 702-889-7352.
After the tone. Is there anything worse than heading into a long day of work with just a couple hours of sleep? I mean, that was me yesterday. I felt like a complete zombie. I mean, I couldn't talk or get anything done. And I think I attempted to microwave something, but neglected to put it in the microwave.
Message deleted.
Welcome to being an adult, man.
Yeah, no one ever really feels fully rested enough, except for Mahoney, right?
Nah, man, even when I get like 8 or 9 hours of sleep, I still feel pretty tired.
You don't get 8 or 9 hours of sleep regularly. Nah. That's the problem, is that you normally get between 12 and 14 hours of sleep. And so when you get 8 or 9, which is way more than it. Like, do you really think, what do you think your life's going to be like when you have a kid?
I mean,
hell in a handbasket, man.
My wife is the responsible one. She knows what she's getting into.
Your wife also has a far more serious career than you do. So are you going to make her get up every time the kid's crying in the middle of the night?
Yeah. She's in much better shape than I am.
Oh, well, that's...
She handles it better.
That's serious.
She knows that I am a pretty prince over here.
A pretty prince?
Who calls themselves
What does
that
even mean?
I'm a pampered, pampered prince.
A pampered... What? Like, the only other person...
I need my sleep.
Not even in real life, because I can't imagine somebody else in real life saying that. The only other character that I can imagine saying that from the world of fiction is like Prince Joffrey or King Joffrey from Game of Thrones.
Emperor Cusco.
Yeah.
I mean, he knew what was up, man. You know, I mean, he could really elicit an emotion, and that's what you got to do as a leader of a fictional country.
I see.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Hey, guys. Good morning. Hey, Mahoney, every time we bring up Guilty Pleasure shows, you know, you adamantly talk about The Real Housewives of Atlanta. I was just wondering if you ever dabbled into the world of Little Women Atlanta. That's my guilty pleasure show, and it's actually pretty good, man.
Message deleted.
I have not. I'm not into the Little People shows so much. Not really my my forte. I like watching things that I can't have, like rich people stuff. Like, and then, you know.
The Million Dollar Listing, and yeah.
Yeah, Real Housewives. All the Real Housewives are, you know, super
filthy rich. Yeah.
Super rich. Love me some NeNe Leakes, but I don't watch. When it comes to trash TV, I'm particular about it. I want to watch stuff that like is in a world that I cannot have.
Trash TV. What are you going with?
Ooh, we were just talking about this the other day. All of the cooking competition shows.
Yeah.
I don't feel like the cooking competition shows are trash TV, though.
I guess I'm just thinking like reality, just like bending.
Those are, though, like at least the cooking shows, I feel like there's something that you can learn and discern and like take away from.
Guys' grocery games. I can learn a lot from guys'
grocery
games.
I've never watched. I'm talking like Iron Chef or.
Yeah. Well, those are the classier versions. Yeah,
those are like real cooking
that
shows.
That Alton Brown show just came back too. I don't know if you're, I forget what that's called, but that was so good. Have you ever watched the show?
No.
It's great. He was a commercial director, and he made his whole show about, like, you know, how to easily digest stuff, and he's a really good cook, too. So it's Alton. It's like Alton Brown. I forget exactly what it's called.
My friend's mom used to really love those repo shows. You know what I'm talking about? Like, where they go repossess cars.
Oh, yeah.
But they're just so incredibly staged, where, like, the car goes flying out of the third floor of the parking garage. Or
who's that woman down in Florida who would, like, throw people out of buildings?
Yeah,
and
who would, like roundhouse kick people in the face. Like, you know that that's not allowed, right? Like, if you're a repo person, you're not allowed to roundhouse kick people in the face.
Yeah.
And then record it and put it on TV. Like, all of that doesn't check out. But she's like, no, it's real. They say... these real people, real characters. I'm
like lizard licking toe or whatever it was called.
Ew.
It was lizard lick towing. I think that's
lizard lick towing.
I think that lick life is what they call it.
Lick life.
That is 100% a toad show.
I want to live that lick life.
But Audrey, if you like cooking shows,
you should see Audrey's face right now.
Speaking of licking toes, if you like cooking shows.
No, I was gonna say Alton Brown Good Eats. It's called Good Eats.
The licking toes cooking shows. I mean, that could be a hit right there. I'd watch.
X1075 will be announcing details for Holiday Havoc Monday at 8 a.m.
Let's get to the news. It's top stories.
How are you going to go through all of the trouble of getting a submarine and you're still going to get busted with your cocaine? The United States Coast Guard intercepted a sub in the Eastern Pacific Ocean Tuesday morning that was hauling millions of dollars of cocaine. The sub was the first... or was first spotted by a patrol plane, which alerted the Jacksonville-based Coast Guard. The sub was described as a 40-foot self-propelled semi-sub carrying 12,000 pounds of coke.
Sounds delicious.
Valued at $165,000.
Doesn't quite have the same ring as a $5 footlong, but $165 million 40-foot-long.
That's pretty good, man.
I'm in.
Authorities were only able to remove about 1,100 pounds of the drug and had to leave the rest because of concerns over the safety of the sub. The Coast Guard arrested four suspected drug smugglers on board the vessel.
Takes four people to operate a sub?
I guess, yeah.
It takes the whole crew. You can't operate a sub by yourself.
Yeah, but I'm just saying, I would have thought, honestly, kind of more. Was it a smaller sub?
I mean, a 40-foot sub in terms of subs is big, but it's not, you
it's
know,
not like
the Hunt for Red October or something, you know.
What's Sean Connery up to? Where was he at?
Where's all the cocaine?
That's the remake
we need. I did it all. So the guy who invented the Labradoodle says it's, quote, the biggest regret of his life.
Why?
They're great dogs.
Yeah, I don't know. Like, what? He said he didn't have a clue that people would still be breeding them today. He became concerned with an influx of copycat crossbreeds that have created health problems for many dogs. So I think that he's not saying that Labradoodles suck. It's that other people start doing a bunch of crossbreeding, and many times that's bad for the dogs, and they do it because they're cute and they, you know, come with a myriad of health issues and everything else.
Yeah, puppy mills suck.
Yeah.
I think the creator of the pug should come out and apologize for pugs.
You take your... You I bite your tongue, pugs. You bitch.
Yeah, they can't breathe.
Pugs are wonderful dogs.
No, they can't. They're monsters.
They're
Frankensteins. That's all they are.
You're a monster.
No, sir,
son
I'm
of
looking
a bitch.
Out for the well-being of these animals.
They're beautiful, happy dogs who live glorious lives.
And every Labradoodle I've ever met has been a complete jerk.
What?
Yeah.
Do you think maybe it's you?
No, it's not me.
So wait, you don't like pugs because pugs don't like you?
No, pugs love me.
Oh, do they?
Yeah, they do.
How many pugs do you know?
Four. How many do you know?
What are their names?
Susan, Cameron, April, and then one more.
You're just making up names.
Larry the Pug.
Oh, and then Larry, yeah.
I know Larry the Pug.
You guys know Doug the Pug, too? Doug the Pug. You follow Doug the Pug. He's a man. You the man. So this guy called 999, which is the equivalent to 911 here in the States, overseas, and he was doing it just to burp. And we have the audio.
Can I speak to emergency? Yes, hi. I mean, obviously, I know what you're doing, but you did this. You were doing this the other day.
Hello.
He was doing it the other day, so I guess he's notorious for doing this.
That's a pretty big.
Can I track you?
It's a pretty big burp.
For sure they can.
Cash Freeze Emergency. Yes, hi. I mean, obviously, I know what you're doing, but you did this. You were doing this the other day. Hello.
So nice. Like, you're wasting precious government resources. People could be in emergency, and you're there just letting
Hello?
It all out.
I mean, pretty sad.
Cash emergency.
This is the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
Here's today's question for Know the Show.
It's Know the Show with Dave and Mahoney.
And she ropes me into the conversation. She's like, you see over here, like, how we could really use another throw rug? She's like, but do you think that we should get a one or a gray one? I'm like, 2 days later, rug shows up. So my wife has this way of tricking me into buying things for our house that we absolutely don't need, but she just wants for a house. And I mean, I do appreciate it because, you know, it makes our house
nice,
look way better than I could ever
brilliant.
Make it.
Brilliant.
Better than just, you know, a big giant TV and an old ass couch.
What she does is she just gets my opinion on things. And even if I lead with, I don't think we need this right now, if I say, well, this is what we should get when the time is right, turns out the time is right then,
mm-hmm.
according to her. But what specifically in that clip, what color rug was I talking about? 702-791-1075. First person in with the correct answer is going to get set up with some tickets. The Cult playing over at the Chelsea at the Cosmopolitan on October 6th. Tickets on sale this Friday at 10 a.m. CosmopolitanLasVegas.com.
How many rugs do you say you have in the house right now?
1, 2, 3. There's one outside. 4.
Yeah, an outside rug?
It used to be an inside rug, and then she got tired of it, and it got turned into an outside rug.
Okay.
Yeah. But I was just informed that the outside, because we just got our backyard done,
mm-hmm.
and I was just informed that the rug is too small for that particular outside area. So, another new rug on the way.
So is that going to be a garage rug
now?
I don't
even know. I just...
Where does it go after it's banished from the outside? Poor rug. She can't win.
My wife buys all this stuff, and then like a month later decides she doesn't want it. She's like, I'm going to try to sell it, though. I'm like, cool. Pennies on the dollar. Sounds great, babe.
At least she's trying.
Yeah, she's trying. X107.5, good morning. What's your name?
Shane.
Shane, do you have a significant other that bamboozles you in a similar way?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. Happens to all of us. So what color rug?
It was a blue rug.
Blue rug. Yeah. You're the best around. Nothing's
gonna ever keep you down. You're the best. Really tied the room together, man.
I like when I say I would really like the blue rug, and then a white rug or a pink rug shows up, and she's like, oh, I just misunderstood. Lies. Story of my life. All right. Congratulations to you, Shane. Enjoy the Cult over at the Cosmopolitan. Thank you for listening today.
Thank you.
Way out in the land of the setting sun, where the wind blows wild and free, there's a lovely spot, just the only one, that means home sweet home to me. If you follow the old Kit Carson trail till the desert meets the hills, oh, you certainly will agree with me, it's the place of a thousand thrills. Home means Nevada, home means the hills, home means a sage in the pine. By the Truckee's silvery rills, out where the sun always shines. Here is the land that I love the best, fairer than all I can see. She's deep in the heart of the Golden West. Home means Nevada to me. One more time now. Home means Nevada to me.